Exclusive: House conservatives release playbook on how to fight Joe Biden's radical immigration agenda. By Matthew Boyle on March 2, 2021. The Republican Study Committee, RSC, will release a 9-page document on Tuesday afternoon exposing Democrat President Joe Biden's radical immigration agenda and recommended steps on how congressional Republicans can stop it. The document, obtained by Breitbart News exclusively ahead of its public release, is the most consequential and in-depth GOP publication to date exposing Biden's executive actions and legislative agenda when it comes to open borders and amnesty and a broader immigration vision. In it, the RSC, the biggest group of House conservatives on Capitol Hill with more than 150 House Republicans who consider themselves members, details in page after page exactly how extreme Biden's actions so far have been and how detrimental the policies are to American workers. President Biden's has made it a mission of his to refashion our nation's immigration system into one that focuses on mollifying the political aspirations of the far left rather than those of American citizens, the document opens. The Biden administration has wasted no time in executing its radical vision. President Biden has signed numerous immigration-related executive orders, EOs, and presidential proclamations while his administration has undertaken other troubling policies. The main thrust of these early efforts is to reverse the immigration policies of the Trump administration and pave the way for massive expansions in the number, method, and ease by which prospective immigrants, both legal and illegal, can come to or remain in the United States. The policy breakdown continues by noting that Biden's proposed legislative amnesty would amnesty between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens in America, likely millions more than the talking points from swamp consultants who say, and have for years, there are only 11 million who would get amnesty. President Biden has also released an unprecedented legislative package, the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021, containing even more liberal immigration reforms he hopes to usher through Congress, the RSC document continues. This legislation would build off his executive actions and Obama-era precedent to reshape the American immigration system in the progressive image. It would grant amnesty to between 11 and 22 million people, gift billions of dollars to those Central American countries that produce the most illegal immigrants, and unwind enforcement of immigration laws. Conservatives recognize that these policies would only exacerbate illegal immigration and draw more and more men, women, and children to our border. The RSC document, prepared for the group's chairman Representative Jim Banks, RN, represents the most significant and early GOP organizational efforts against the Biden amnesty and open borders agenda. It also comes after Stephen Miller, a former senior advisor to former President Donald Trump, met with the RSC last week in Washington, D.C., and broke down the immigration concerns with the Biden administration and congressional Democrats. Miller was joined by former immigration law enforcement officials as well who bolstered the argument. The critical document also comes on the heels of a similar 6-page document from the RSC exposing Biden's equally radical agenda when it comes to dealing with China and the Chinese Communist Party. This immigration blueprint is broken down into 3 sections. The first, spanning from pages 2 through 6, examines Biden's dramatic executive orders in his first month in office. The second, from pages 6 through 8, exposes just how radical the legislation that Biden and Democrats in Congress have proposed for an amnesty really is. While on the 9th and final page the RSC document lays out a game plan for Republicans in Congress to stop the Biden immigration agenda. In the executive actions section, the RSC document opens by noting that Biden stopped border wall construction immediately upon entering office, thereby opening the border up to entry by criminal elements who seek to do harm to Americans. The document, for its sources, cites Biden's actual orders and proclamations, as well as key expert analysis on the orders from places such as the Heritage Foundation. President Biden's first action to undermine Trump-era immigration and border policies was to end the state of emergency which Trump declared along the U.S. southern border, the RSC document states. By issuing his proclamation on the termination of emergency with respect to the southern border of the United States and redirection of funds diverted to border wall construction, President Biden began to bring all construction of the southern border wall to a halt and started the process of redirecting work and funds specifically contracted for construction to other projects. while the legal ramifications of such actions are still being fleshed out by the current administration. It is highly unlikely that substantial progress will be made on the wall for the foreseeable future. An unsecured border is a gift to the narcos, MS-13, human traffickers, and other criminal enterprises, as it guarantees that existing routes used for the smuggling of people and drugs will remain open for the foreseeable future. The document continues by noting that Biden has, in addition to halting border wall construction, also related enforcement of immigration laws, creating a surge at the border of dangerous elements such as MS-13 and Barrio 18 gang members. Going further down the path of loosening immigration enforcement and dangerously eroding the Trump legacy, Biden issued the executive order on the revision of civil immigration enforcement policies and priorities, the RSC document continues. The order states that it is the new policy of the federal government to reset all policies and practices for enforcing civil immigration laws. The order also revokes President Trump's EO 13768 titled Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States, which was one of the Trump administration's signature EOs, allowing federal agents to deputize state and local law enforcement to assist with immigration enforcement when they found themselves stretched thin or overwhelmed. The Biden EO effectively also demands the rescission of all agency actions developed pursuant to EO 13768. With EO 13768 and its progeny gone, the day-to-day realities of immigration enforcement will fundamentally change, and states will be left with fewer resources to combat human trafficking, narco-terrorism, and multinational gangs like MS-13 and Barrio 18. The document continues for several pages detailing several more actions the Biden administration has taken, either at the presidential level or at the department or agency level, to weaken immigration enforcement and create a surge at the border that is happening right now. Then, the document examines Biden's legislative proposals on immigration and how much worse these would make the crisis he's already unleashed on the border. President Biden's progressive immigration bill has recently been introduced in the House and Senate as the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021, the RSC document continues. The bill serves as the roadmap for President Biden's reckless and progressive image of a new immigration system. It undercuts almost every modern principle that America has ingrained as a necessary part of becoming an American. The bill would establish new pathways to citizenship for immigrants and illegal aliens. The RSC document cites analysis from Yale University and experts like those from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. To estimate that the actual illegal alien population in America may be more than 22 million people and that Biden's amnesty policies could attract as many as 52 million more people, legally and illegally, to the United States if enacted by Congress. According to a recent Yale study, using mathematical modeling on a range of demographic and immigration operations data suggests that the actual undocumented immigrant population may be more than 22 million, the RSC document continues. Moreover, it has been estimated that Biden's amnesty bill and related policies will attract 52 million more legal and illegal immigrants to the United States. Under the bill's massive amnesty program, illegal immigrants would be able to attain lawful prospective immigrant (LPI) status, which would last for 6 years and be renewable for six-year terms. LPIs would receive work authorization and social security numbers. After 5 years, LPIs could receive a green card to become legal permanent residents. So-called Dreamers, TPS holders, and immigrant farm workers who performed 400 workdays of agricultural labor over the past 5 years, as well as their spouses and children, would be eligible to receive green cards immediately under the legislation. Holders of green cards could then apply for U.S. citizenship after 3 years. Conservatives should note that shortening the period to citizenship would expedite the creation of new voters in advance of the 2024 presidential election. This application process would also be open to people previously deported during the Trump administration, but not during the Obama-Biden administration. The document continues for several more pages examining details of the radical Biden immigration proposal. Then it concludes by laying out steps Republicans in Congress can take to counter much of Biden's agenda. Since the filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate, and as Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Breitbart News in a recent interview it is highly unlikely 10 Republicans would join 50 Senate Democrats to back Biden's broad amnesty agenda. The RSC memo expects that it is certainly a possibility the broader amnesty legislation never sees full legislative consideration in Congress. When seeking to understand a president's priorities, political scholars have often examined the first 100 days of the administration, the document says. To understand President Biden's priorities, one need only look at the first few days. Biden released progressive proposals while at the same time canceling policies, memoranda, and orders from the Trump administration. What the left calls bold or ambitious, the rest of America calls radical under normal circumstances, and wildly irresponsible under the current pandemic. Undoubtedly, this trend will continue throughout the Biden administration. Regardless of how the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 progresses in Congress, it is possible that the measure is never considered in full in both chambers. As such, the RSC memo warns Republicans to expect an underhanded and dishonest effort by Biden and Democrats in Congress to split the broad bill up into piecemeal bits and parts of amnesty and open borders agenda items. That dangerous strategy, the memo notes, will be presented falsely to Republicans as less controversial so as to get past the Senate's 60-vote threshold. Rather, less controversial pieces with enough bipartisan support to garner 60 votes in the Senate could be broken out into piecemeal legislation, the RSC memo notes. In pursuit of such a path, Democrats could seek to sweeten piecemeal bills by including elements that have appealed to conservatives, such as mandatory E-Verify. Democrats could additionally seek to extract elements of the bill having a greater budgetary focus and attempt to enact them through the reconciliation process with a simple majority in the Senate, a hyperpartisan strategy that conservatives should stand ready to oppose. Democrats may also try to attach elements of the proposal to so-called must-pass legislative vehicles, another strategy conservatives should prepare to fight.